I've left you this recording because every night when I go to bed, I ache. I ache so much because I can't stop fantasizing about you. We've been flatmates for a while now, and I know we set boundaries and mostly kept to ourselves, but having you just on the other side of the wall at night, knowing you are as horny as I am, it drives me crazy. Why are we alone in our rooms when we could be together, letting our need for pleasure just take over, and allowing our minds to fade, and our lust to command us? I know you feel the same way. I see you trying to get peeks of my body when I'm getting changed, when I'm having a shower. You don't have to peek. You can see it all. You can have it all. I want you to keep listening because I want you to hear exactly what I want you to do. A fantasy I've had about you for weeks now. Like a dream I can't wake up. Able to focus on anything else until you make it a reality. I want you to wake me up in the middle of the night, gently letting me slowly come to. I see you there in your boxes. No words are spoken between us as you let them drop ground. I spend a moment admiring your cock. Oh, and imagining all the things it can make me feel. But as I move in to taste it, you put your hand on my head and stop me. It's clear that you are here for your pleasure, and my body just a means to get it. You don't have to say anything. It's clear what I have to do. I have to beg for it. I have to whimper and moan. I watch as your cock slowly hardens to my voice. Please. spring already shot forward and taken you into my mouth. No foreplay, not after that anticipation. I want you as deep as I can get you. I want to feel the head of your cock swell as I suck hard and pull you in further and further than you thought possible. I gag. It's hard to breathe like this. And that gagging just makes your cock thicker, making it even harder to breathe now. I can't focus. You see my eyes wide and filling with tears, and your hand returns to my head, this time to pull it even closer, to shove my mouth onto your cock, deeper and deeper. I lose track of time. It feels like an eternity before my lungs are able to fill back with air. But the moment I manage a single gasp, you push me down even deeper. I feel a drop of pre-cum trickle down the back of my throat. Knowing how good you feel, how I've been such a good girl for you, makes all the pain turn into pleasure. And a moment later, you push my head off your cock and throw me onto the bed, and I lay there on my back, desperate to feel you inside of me. You tease the head up and down my pussy, feeling how wet I am, knowing just how much I crave you. Gives me to submit to you, to have you use me like this, to know that my body is only to give you pleasure. And you fuck my body, you use it for your pleasure, use it like a toy made for your orgasm. You stare down at me, thrust a little harder. Squeeze your hand around my throat a little tighter. I remember how good it felt to be choked by your cock. I remember how good you feel. And my gasps for air become pleasure once again. I try to maintain eye contact as you fuck me. But as things turn black, my eyes roll into my head. I can feel the orgasm about to explode inside of me. I want it so bad. I want to explode in pleasure with your cock deep inside of me. Let the weeks of fantasizing and dreaming about you focus into a single moment of overwhelming orgasm. But you pull out. My body is shaking. Down my stomach, over my